I've seen them go 7-8 feet long. That a coach whip can run up, that is, by a tree or something. He can stand up by a little bush or something. You see, and look, he can run, my good lord. We have a speckled lung, a snake. He's a kind of a black and white speckle.
Have you got that? Now, a lot of things that might come and raid your in-house and just generally...
Well, I'll tell you about a raid, you know, your possum's a raid, you know.
Yeah, you just say, you might hear a...
Yeah, you hear your chickens out there, but you go out there, sometimes a possum out there.
Yeah, you might say.
That's right.
Whatever that thing is, I'm going to go out and kill that. I'm going to get me a gun and go out and kill that.
Well...
All those things that bother you,
well,
know.
Well, when you hear your chicken, some men your chicken, you get your gun, go out there. I went out there last time, no possum being in here with the chicken. Got the chicken, get him out of there. Don't hear kitties, kill some of your chicken. Kill him some, heat him up.
All the things that just cause you misery and raid your hand house and eat your crops and things like that, you call them?
Yeah, you see, the thing I told you, what you call possum, eat your crop up. I mean, coons will eat it up.
Yeah.
And squirrels will eat them up.
Just a lot of
And like you got vegetables and things like that, and corn and things like that. When you raise corn, when you come in the roasting ears, that's when you eat it. Come in the roasting ears where it gets hard, and squirrels will go up that stalk. They'll run up that stalk and pick it. Because you get that shuck down on that stalk. I mean, on that corn, and you eat it. You eat some more. I'll kill them, you know.
At the top of the corn stalk is the...
Well, top of the corn stalk is a tassel. I'll tell you what that tassel's for. They tell me, now, well, I tell you, it's just like a bloom. That's whatever that is, fall over that bloom, you see. Fall over that bloom down in that silk. Corn got silk on it. It fall down in that, in it. That's where it gets its bloom. I've seen, I've never seen no wild deer. There's some here that are playing around here that I haven't seen. Deers. And
Now all the things that bother you, and you just call them you just a lot of
varmints? Yeah, varmints. Yeah. That's a wild varmints, you know. And they'll stay here during the daytime, come out, at least where you can't see them. Some of them come out at night.
Yeah.
And some of them in the daytime.
Are they big things?
Well, they're different sizes. Different sizes. Coon, a big grown coon, he'll grow up about that high. Possum about the same way. A squirrel is a little bugger. You see.
What about a chicken mouse? Like one of them mouses that'll kill chickens or something like that. Is that a varmint?
Well, I'll tell you, a mouse is a varmint, all right, but he won't kill the chicken. A mouse will just cut holes in your house and just cut all around, get in your house and cut your clothes up and everything else. Get in your corn, crib. Get in there and cut and eat your corn up. Get your potato out, eat your potatoes up. That's what a mouse will do. And then there's a mouse and then there's a wharf rat. A mouse is a little big one. And a wharf rat, he do the same thing, but he's a bigger thing. See? He's a bigger thing.
Have you got that kind of bird that can see in the dark?
Well, we have what we call we have them whippoorwill. No, I just didn't see them.
Yeah.
I don't know about so much about.
You got the one that goes boop boop.
Well, that's an owl. Old owl, you know.